The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can go to Camp Bastion and speak to W02 Alan Cunningham. Alan's the RQMS for CFNDA. Alan, good to speak to you. A lot of letters there, but what does your role involve?
My role is the management of the kit and equipment on behalf of the quartermaster for all items that are supplied forward to the troops out in the ground. That is absolutely anything. It can be anything from a pair of socks to weapon systems to protected mobility vehicles to specialist surveillance equipment, the full spectrum of military kit and equipment.
Clearly, some things are going to be easier to transport than others, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of methods of transporting the goods forwards, whether it's by air or by road. But clearly, we use large quantities of certain bits of kit and equipment, food and water particularly, to sustain a battle group of the size that we operate. And it is a full-on 24-hour, day, 7-day a week environment to be working in.
I would imagine logistically it's a bit of a headache as well, because some places will be easier to get to than others.
Yeah, it can be particularly difficult. The time of year, the weather, Afghan roads are, we may have a moan about the A9 back home, but I can assure that if the A9 was up and running in Central Helmand, that would be a blessing for all concerned. The transport system in Helmand, although vastly improved since my first visit to Helmand in 2008, it can still be a very, very demanding environment to try and get supplies forward to the troops.
Okay, you mentioned your earlier deployment. How's this comparing? I'm guessing it's a completely different role.
It is a completely different role. Helmand is a different place as well, I have to say. This is my third time in Helmand, and I have to say that it is absolutely night and day in comparison to when I was first here. Even the situation on the ground with the local nationals, they now have jobs, employment, the fields are busy whenever you go out and are travelling around. Helmand is a surprisingly fertile place for farming. There's lots of water and irrigation that was actually funded by the Americans in the 60s, believe it or not. And the Neb Canal, which supplies large parts, has been well irrigated by the local farmers, and they're a very industrious bunch, the people who live here, and every opportunity is taken by them to make sure that they're making full value of the assets that they've got available to themselves.
Your role, again, kind of emphasises that there's a lot of bits that need to work properly for the army to work well as a unit as well, doesn't it? It's not just the guys out on the front line. If you guys don't do what you've got to do and you don't do it well, then nothing gets to them in the first place.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It is a tri-service environment here. It's not just the army, I have to say. We work very closely with the Royal Air Force in terms of the flights coming in, with supplies coming in from the UK or from all over the world, to be fair. It's then coordinated forward, and clearly we rely on the Royal Navy as well to bring the kit to the ports in Pakistan, and there are a number of Royal Navy personnel who work in Camp Bastion as well to assist with the logistics of getting supplies forward. It is a very complicated beast. You know, we are at the very end of a very long distance supply line, and it takes a lot of control, command and control, to actually get. I mean, as a simple example, if someone in a patrol base in Central Helmand needs a light bulb, you know, there is no local purchase scheme for that. That light bulb has to meet our standards in Western Europe. And we can't just go and locally purchase it in Helmand, because there's no facility to do such a thing. So absolutely everything, pretty much, that we use is supplied from the UK or elsewhere and brought into here. So it is a complicated and expensive business to do what we're doing.
Good to speak to you. Anyone back home you want to say hello to?
I have my partner Angela, my kids Ellie and Katie, and I love them and miss them all. I'd like to say hello to my mum and my sister and all the gang, my nephews Cameron and Lewis, and I'll be home soon and I'll see you all then when I get back.
Excellent. Alan, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
We can speak now to Lance Corporal David Ewer from the Recce Platoon. So in a bit more detail, David, the Recce Platoon, what is your role then?
Job as a Recce Platoon out in 15. We've been providing screens and we've been doing a lot of various tasks, some of which can be pretty boring, to be honest, but most of them, being a recce for them is pretty exciting.
How do you keep yourself going during the boring days then?
Just the boys and the banter, I suppose. You're never far from a laugh or someone taking a joke or doing a bit of fizz or something. There's always something going on.
And the conditions there at the moment in the areas that you've been working in, how have they been?
At the start of the tour, it was still pretty sunny, so the ground was fairly hard, and the crops and stuff, all that sort of side of things was still growing and just starting to come to the end of the harvest. But in the recent months, it's been the rainy season, so the ground softened right up. It's become really boggy, and obviously because of the hardened ground throughout the summer, the water just sits on top, so everywhere's been flooded, really.
Is that more draining for you? Does that take more out of you?
Oh, definitely, yeah, especially with the kit and stuff you're carrying. A lot of time you're walking across ploughed fields and the mud's up to just above your ankles. And obviously, if you've got to move fast or anything like that, it becomes a real burden.
Okay, and is this your first deployment, David, or have you deployed before?
This is my second one. I was on Herrick 10 with the battalion as well.
Okay, and how's this comparing for you?
In comparison, it's totally different. Everything that we've done in the last tour has totally changed this tour. The last tour we were a lot. It was pretty much like a tour going to war. This tour, it's been crazy, the differences. We're living in amongst the communities this time, whereas before we were going to areas that no one they'd been for previously. Engaging with the locals and the kids and just everything this time, it's all gained, all maintained. It's all going forward into securing the population and stuff like that. It's good to be honest.
I was going to say that must be really rewarding for you when you think back to your last deployment and compare it with this one then.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Especially when you see the kids and stuff, they're always asking for a pen or some chocolate, so I think we've taught them well.
Excellent. David, good to speak to you. Anyone back home you want to say hello to?
I'd just like to say hello to my mum. It's been keeping me going out here.
She's been sending you parcels?
Yes, she has, yeah. Just the noodles and small sausages.
You see, but all you need is for her to do your ironing, and it is just like being at home, isn't it?
I'm going on another night, so I'm sure she'll have a pile of ironing to go go and sort soon.
Brilliant. David, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
Right, no problems, mate.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can cross back over to Camp Bastion now and speak to Private Nick Culligan, who's TA attached with three Scots Battle Group. Nick, TA attached, so my first question to you has to be, what's the real job then? What's the day job?
I'm a student.
What are you studying?
Biology.
The attraction for the TA, what was that?
Yeah, I was attracted to the TA because it meant I didn't have to get a real job when I was at uni, to be honest.
How are you finding the banter and the likes?
The banter was great. Like the lads are all great. It was difficult integrating at first, but now we're just part of the team.
How's the deployment going for you?
It's been all right. It's not what I expected at all, to be honest. It's been a lot more quiet than what you see on what you've heard on TV and stuff like that.
Okay, and back home for you. Back home's London, is that right?
Yeah.
Anyone you want to say hello to back there?
I'll say hi to my mum, my dad, my two brothers. I've only just come back off R&R, so I mean, I saw them like a week ago anyway.
Okay. Well, good to speak to you, Nick. Thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, thanks.
And we can speak to one of the soldiers we've already spoken to, actually, just a couple of months ago on our link-up. That's Private Sean Power, known to his mates as Paddy. Paddy, good to speak to you. And what's been happening since we last spoke?
No, it's been pretty much the same. There was last month was pretty heavy, but seems to be easing down now, and we're just doing a lot of ops in the Western Dash and just flushing out any Taliban that's left in the last couple of weeks.
The end of the deployment's getting nearer and nearer, but it's really important that you guys stay 100% focused on what you're doing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we're always focused, but there's like 4 or 5 weeks left before we're going to be even more focused, so it's so close to home, you know.
Back home, anyone you want to say hello to?
Yeah, just my wife Marta and my son Lee.
Good to speak to you again, Sean, and thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, bye.
The Afghanistan Link Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.